So let's get into some of those issues then. Tell someone in this country who is gay that why they can't get married.
Well, with respect on it, we believe in the current definition of marriage, and that by its definition will exclude a particular range, not just on the issue of same-sex marriage, but, for instance, if somebody believed in polygamy in terms of more than two people being involved in a marriage or whatever. I mean, we believe the current definition of marriage is one that is a particular sound one. And we would be concerned that if we are talking about a change to the law, that will mean that further down the line, there will be problems created, I think, particularly for churches. We've seen, I think, where there's been a level of unforeseen circumstances, and I think highlighted, for instance, by the...
Has it created many problems in England for churches? Gay marriage is
and
allowed?
We've seen a situation... Well, you know, if you're talking about a situation where you simply shift... We were told at the time when civil partnerships were brought in that this, indeed, was very much highlighted by Tony Blair as this was the alternative, if you like, to marriage. And then... Issues in terms of demands moved on. It is undoubtedly the case that if there is civil marriage of a same-sex nature in Northern Ireland, that it will only be a matter of time before there is pressure put to change the law in terms of because in that pure sense yeah. if you take that somebody who, for instance, is a very strong supporter of same-sex marriage, simply having it on the basis of a civil ceremony is not in that sense pure equality.
Okay.
And we will see a situation where I think churches will be placed under a level of pressure.
And you're a former barrister, so detail is very much your game. Can you cite one single case for me across the water in England where gay marriage presented a problem for a church?
I can cite you the case where there has clearly been unforeseen circumstances of legislation in terms of, for instance, the service of goods. The Ashers case.
No.
Is
for
a situation.
Church, for a church.
And with respect.
You said church, so I'm asking you to cite me one case.
And with respect on it, there has been a number of issues at times where Christians have faced.
Can you cite me a case for the church?
Stephen, if the issue is an issue of equality.
No,
on
you
that
brought
basis.
Up. You brought up the premise of it would present problems for churches. So,
and there is no, and well,
can you
I think
one
look,
case?
I think there is no doubt that this would be seen as the stepping stone to, put it this way: if you are a supporter of same-sex marriage, there is a clear logic which says that it should be entirely on an equal basis.
Well, look, let's
so why then deny it in churches?
No, fair enough. Let's broaden this. I asked your colleague. Nelson McCausland on television two nights ago, whenever it was, Wednesday night, if he could bring himself to say that homosexuality was normal. Mm-hmm. And the context of this is your party has used words like they repulsed an abomination, claimed that Hurricane Katrina was God's judgment on New Orleans because of a gay event. Can you, on behalf of your party this morning, before people go to vote, can you tell them that your party believes homosexuality is normal?
From that point of view, it's not my job to judge anybody from that point of view.
Do you think their sexuality is as normal as heterosexuality?
People should be free to exercise their sexuality in whatever way they want.
But do you think their sexuality is normal?
And I'm not going to get into the issues of judging people or the theology.
I'm not asking you to judge them. I'm asking you, do you think homosexuality is normal?
I think people are born with particular... with a particular sexuality, sometimes that could be something which is not entirely fixed in that regard. But I'm not going to get into the theology of.
She can't
of
use the word
people.
Normal for someone's sexuality.
Well, I, you know,
you
people,
refuse
people,
to.
Well, sorry, people have different sexuality, and I'm not going to make judgment calls on people. You know, and
so
and
therefore,
from that point of view,
is their sexuality as normal as a heterosexual?
And from that point of view, I've indicated, Stephen, I'm not going to make a judgment bit on that. This is not a theological bit.
I'll tell you why it's not theological. Here's what it is. There were 12 and 13 and 14-year-olds at that election event last night where Pat Sheehan made those comments. And one of the issues they were talking about was sexuality.
Yeah.
All right? On behalf of children in this country growing up, a future generation, if they are gay, can you tell them this morning that you're happy to say their sexuality is as normal as a heterosexual's?
I think people...
Can you use that word?
People should be free... to exercise their sexuality as they see fit. I'm not going to make any judgment on...
Is heterosexuality normal, Peter?
And I'm not going to make any judgment call on any of those things. It's not... Look, I don't think it's right to be judging any individuals. I think it should be the opportunity for people to live their lives as they see fit in relation to that.